You are listening to episode 51 of the Soulful Podcast. There's always something better coming with Jackie Vanderlinden. Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Jackie Vanderlinden is a holistic coach, yoga teacher, and speaker who has nearly 20 years in the health and wellness industry. Jackie is known to be full of heart and incredibly passionate about supporting women in getting more out of their lives with less work. She truly believes that by simplifying a few key areas, all women can be both healthy and happy, living big, beautiful lives with more ease. Welcome to the Soulful Podcast this Monday morning. I'm so glad today to have my good friend Jackie on the show. She's going to share with us some fun stuff and some exciting stuff. She's such a pleasure to be friends with. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the first thing I want to ask you is, what's your go-to boost your spirit song?
Ooh, that is, I'm not like a super hype up, like my daughter loves to listen to, you know, like the pop hits kind of things. But for me, I need to like listen to some like old school metal, honestly.
Yes.
Those who don't know me from like, I would say my previous life when I was younger, I was a total goth punk metal head. And so even now there's a band called Rise Against that is my fire music. It's like if I'm at the gym and I want to do some sprints or lift the heavy things, I need some motivation. Now the words aren't always kid friendly, so but actually it is. I know metal hardcore music is not everyone's jam, but actually that band actually has amazing heart behind all of their lyrics. So it really fires me up.
That's awesome. And as you're saying that, my initial question was, are there any pictures of you when you were goth hardcore?
Yeah, unfortunately there are, which I wish would just kind of disappear. I think we all have those, like I show them to my daughter and she's like, why do you look like that? And I'm like, honey, I said, one day you'll look back at your old pictures and think the same thing, right? So
yeah,
there's definitely some very angry teen photos of me, but I am really glad that we didn't have cell phones back in the day.
Me too.
There's at least less evidence of my ridiculous years.
Exactly. Well, and we needed those years to become who we are, but when I'm looking at you on the screen now, and for any of the listeners that know you on social, I can't even picture you as a goth rock.
I will send you one. I will send you one. It's pretty amusing.
That'll make my day. That'll definitely make my day. What is your favorite childhood memory?
I would just have to say, like, I grew up on a 100-acre farm, which is technically small farming nowadays. Just exploring, just walking. We lived really close to one of the rivers here, and just being able to walk around and hang out in nature. Like we just we lived at the river in the summers, and that those are some of my best memories, actually working really hard in the fields in the summer. Everyone else in my school would be like going on summer vacations, but we were farm kids, and so we worked all summer. But you know, we would break at noon, and if it was a really hot day, we would run down to the river, jump in, have a quick bite, and come back. Like, and it was just all of my family. So yeah, family and nature is the, you know, epitome of my childhood, and those are the best memories, just being able to be with my family, hanging out, warm summer days. It was I mean, I was blessed. I had a beautiful childhood.
Yeah, and you have a beautiful family too. So for anyone that doesn't know, Jackie and I live about 30 minutes apart, and just we've gotten really close. We met online, ironically, and yeah, then got close when we figured out we live so close together. And I think majority of our little area of Ontario are all farm kids.
Like, yeah, for the most part. Very, yeah, it's very rural around us, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, but I love how family and nature, and I know just from knowing you that that's still very important to you today. So I love that those are your favorite childhood memories.
Yeah, it's actually one of the reasons why, you know, we moved to where we moved. We live just outside of town. And, you know, as I look out my windows right now, it's just fields and chickens and, you know, and yeah, I we moved here because I wanted to kind of recreate a little bit. And I mean, we only have an acre, so I don't actually want to be a farmer, but I love being in the country and I love that energy. And actually that's why we did this, because I wanted to have that little piece that I had when I was growing up, and I wanted to give that to my daughter.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Who would you say inspires you the most?
So many people do, but honestly, I've always come back to my parents. They, you know, don't get me wrong, there's some like big name people that have done epic things that totally fuel me on a different day. But at the end of the day, it's my parents still to this very day that have just shown me perseverance, hard work, you know, good ethics, good morals, and resiliency. And yeah, my parents have always lived that and taught that. And they, you know, just seeing how they face every struggle, even now in their 70s, totally just keeps me fired up to live my best life.
That's wonderful. And I love that you have that example in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. And that they're kind of paving the way as you follow behind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am very, very blessed. Very blessed.
It's lovely that you recognize that too, right? Like it's, I know it doesn't get lost on you.
Yes.
That you have a good family and a great life, right? And for most of the listeners, that's true as well, right? Like we just come from this deep sense of gratitude and how blessed we are, no matter what's going on in the world around us.
Right? Absolutely.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think we're all still figuring that out, aren't we? I don't have this hard kind of set goal. My piece is that I just never want to stop growing. My life has shifted so much, even in just the past couple of years. And, you know, I look at like, again, you know, my past life self or even my 18-year-old self, and I'm like, I thought I knew so much. And then I look at my, you know, 30-year-old self, and I'm like, I thought she knew so much. And then, you know, I'm creeping up to my 40-year-old self and I'm like, what is she going to know? And so I don't have like a big hard goal of who I want to become. I just always want to pursue being my best self. And I just really never want to stop growing.
And I love how you mentioned that it's not like a hard set, this is what I want to do or become, because it truly is fluid as we grow in age and how you mentioned the different ages, because I can definitely relate to that. Like my 20-year-old self thought she knew it all, had it all figured out.
Yeah.
This was the plan. And now my almost 40-year-old self as well is like, yeah, those plans didn't quite work out, did they?
Right? Like, absolutely not, right? It's like, it's that whole saying, like, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. And, it's in life has taught me that I don't know. Yes. Do I have some like hard set, really hard, big goals? For sure. Like in my business and in my relationships and in, you know, the life I want to create. Yeah. You need to have specific sometimes, but, you know, my top strength is harmony. If you've ever done like the Clifton Strength Finders thing, and I always come back to this, my top strength is harmony. And so I am aware enough to know that, again, life isn't always going to work as planned, and I have to be fluid about, you know, going with the changes of the times. We never know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so I'm planning for my future, but I absolutely just focus on living for today.
That's a beautiful way to look at it, for sure. What does it mean to you to live a soulful life?
Soulful. I love that this is, you know, the name of your podcast, because again, like coming back to that, like strength of harmony, everything comes down to feeling that you are aligned with your purpose, whatever that might be. Cause some people I think get scared by this big purpose in life. Like they don't know their purpose, but again, it can just be to be your best self. So living a soulful life for me is just living your best self. I think that's all we can ask. And anytime I feel empty, where I don't feel like my soul is full, it's because I'm not living an aligned life.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So depending on when this airs, I'm not sure what will be going on in the world around us, but I do have to ask, how are you and your family managing COVID-19 and like your help supporting your community and things like that?
So this whole thing, I mean, it's rocked everyone, and mm-hmm. and I would be lying if I say, you know, it didn't rock us and my family as well. It threw a million curveballs that I didn't even know existed. Again, like make plans and, you know, you're going to get some twists and turns, but I just show up and do the best I can. I've had moments where I cried on the couch because like, I don't understand. And it felt very heavy. Yeah. And I had to grieve, you know, a lot of things. I'm very close with my family, not being able to see them. I have ill family members. I had, you know, impromptu guest family members living with us because of the whole COVID piece. It was a lot. And yeah. So I stepped back in my business. You know, I'm grateful for my community. They have been immensely supportive. I'm a bit of an open book. So, you know, I told them what was happening and why. But, you know, finally, you know, I think, I don't know how many million days we are into this, it's like 6 weeks, but it feels like a million. I feel like I'm getting my bearings now, but tomorrow can change. So again, I'm taking it one day at a time and encouraging my community to give themselves grace. I think that's the one thing I've given myself during this, and I think everyone needs to give themselves during this, is a little bit of grace. If you are motivated and you want to get like the house things done and you want to start a new business, you want to do anything, rock it out, go for it. But if you just need to watch some Netflix, you know, have some nice comfort soup and just sit on the couch with your kid, and you know, that's okay. I think we have to give ourselves grace to, again, know what aligned it feels right now. And some days I'm Netflix and, you know, French fries. And then there's some days where I'm like, have my green smoothie and I'm going for my walk and doing all the things. I think we have to go with the flow as much as we possibly can. That's how I've survived this so far and kept my sanity intact.
Yeah. And I think it's so important there that you mentioned to give yourself grace, as well as that it can change day to day right mm-hmm. now, what grace looks like for you, like how it can be Netflix and fries one day and motivated smoothie and getting the walk in, because none of us have ever experienced this before, right? Exactly. So there's no gurus or leaders that have had this experience that can say, this is how I got through it. And so we're just figuring out the uncertainty and the unknowns as each day comes. And then with the rules changing and the curve changing as we go, it's kind of like you just got to figure out what you need in that day and follow that, right?
And I think a huge part of that is just trusting your mm-hmm. instincts, trusting your intuition. Yeah. I know you live, breathe, and, you know, eat that part. And I think a lot of women particularly are, you know, we second guess, you know, mm-hmm. we second guess our gut instincts. I think it's also important to really take some time to filter the influence that is coming at you, whether it's through social media, through the news, anything like that. I have really cleared the deck on who I listen to during this, because in the end, I'm the one that gets to make the decision. Yeah. I'm the one that gets to choose how we move through this, right? It's not about what happens to us. It is about how we react in these situations. Yeah. And we have that power. We need to trust ourselves to make the best best of this situation that we can.
Definitely. And that's key point that you said is we get to decide who we get our information from, who we're letting in our space. I know lots of people right now have unfollowed quite a few people off of social media. There is nothing wrong with that. I mean, and I don't say that because we want to get people out of our lives, but if you're finding that it's putting you in a low vibrational state and it's making life harder right now, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I love that there's snooze functions on Instagram. Like I don't have to unfollow them. I can just snooze them for a while and that's okay. And again, it doesn't mean I don't love you, but you know, I spend a lot of my work around helping people like declutter their homes and things like that. And I'm like, you need to declutter your social feeds because they are, especially right now, we're on our feeds so much more. And it is influencing us more than I think we even want to admit.
Yeah. Or even realize too. Mm-hmm. So at this time, Jackie, I'm going to ask you to share with us a dark night of the soul that you've experienced throughout your life and kind of how you grew through it or steps you took to kind of transcend it, to feel a bit better and kind of get you to who you are today.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you kind of mentioned this before we really, you know, hit the record button, and it was funny because I'm like, well, there's so many moments that have been dark, that have been hard, that have, you know, I always say like my break me to my knees kind of moments.
Yeah.
And, but for me, one of the more recent ones has been in the past few years, and it's actually where my business shifted. And again, like this isn't business, but this, you know, totally pertains to life, how we, you know, we shift, we grow, things change, you know. And we had moved out here. Again, I knew I wanted like this little bit simpler life. I knew I wanted to shift. I didn't know what it was though. I didn't know how to get there. I wasn't quite sure what I even really wanted. This is why, you know, when you asked before about what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, this is the epitome of like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but I knew I wanted something different.
Yeah.
So we moved out here, and honestly, like I got into the whole like Marie Kondo art of tidying up kind of thing. And I was in a space that I was working a full-time job that I hated, that literally was bringing me to tears multiple times a week. Mm. I, you know, would cry on the way home from work. Some mornings I couldn't even keep it together to get to work, and, you know, would have to turn around, go home, redo my makeup, go back. So I was just, so even just that, and, you know, and then there was other just life things happening. So we had moved out here. So this is about 6 years ago. We had moved out to this little 1 acre space. We had tons of like home renovations to do and all of that. And it was feeling so heavy with, you know, the things we wanted to do. And I felt very much that, you know, after a year of like intense renovations on the house, of gutting things, you know, I mean, we created a beautiful home. Don't get me wrong. It was all still worth it, but it felt heavy. It felt heavy. I felt like it was never going to be done. It was never going to be enough. And I realized when we got finally unpacking everything after a year that there was just so much stuff. And I started just going through, like, again, like the Marie Kondo, like, art of tidying up. And when I started getting rid of things in my home, all these emotions started coming up of things I realized I hadn't dealt with. And why was I getting so attached to certain items? Why did I feel like I needed, like, the newer, better thing? And, you know, why did I have this, you know, piece of Keeping Up with the Joneses? And, like, it, you know, it was not making me feel good. It, you know, I was looking around and feeling very lack, even though, you know, from the outside looking in, I had a great job. I, you know, have, like, the wife, the child, the, you know, the side business, like, it all looked, you know, this brand new kitchen we put in, it all looked really good on Instagram. It really looked really pretty. And, but I felt empty. And so as I started decluttering things, like I said, it just kind of, like, kept bringing these things up to the surface. I didn't quite realize. I look back now and realize how empty I felt in that moment. I didn't really realize what it was, the darkness that was there.
Right.
And, you know, it brought up things from, like, my childhood. I mean, I lost my sister to suicide when I was 14. That, you know, so it was bringing up emotions from that. I mean, this is like 20 plus years ago. I was like, I thought I had, like, healed and grieved and had moved on, but there was things from, you know, my own depression in those days that came up. There, it was unreal to think that I had fixed it all. It was this realization that you never stop growing. Grief is never done. And mental health is never, you don't graduate from it. Struggled with mental health. You don't get a, like, graduate certificate. It's like, you have figured it out. Check mark. You never have to worry about it again. Right. And I really thought I had graduated from it. And I found that I was slipping back into depression. And it's not something that a lot of people know about me. Again, from the outside looking in, I can keep things together. Okay. I'm a bit of an overachiever when it comes to that. So from the outside, it looked great. But I was falling apart inside. So it, you know, fortunately I had enough self-awareness to really take care of myself, to, again, come back to giving myself that bit of grace. You know, I was praying, I was meditating, you know, I was trying to take care of my body the best I can. I knew all those things played into my mental health, and I just kept decluttering. And what I found was, this, I still get this feeling today. And I actually said this to my husband yesterday, that, you know, we were just cleaning some things out in the garage. And I was like, every time now when I can move things forward, just even the tiniest step, like even just getting rid of, like, one tiny little box of things, it just makes me realize that there is always better coming. That there's always, I can make my life lighter. I can literally make my space lighter. I can, you know, I needed to give my home a kind of this clean sweep so I could give my brain this clean sweep. And I think when we do that, it really, again, just opens up our heart to a whole lot of healing. But that was definitely a dark time that took me off guard, right? Like when my sister passed away, obviously intense, dark time, but that one was obvious. This one was more challenging in the way is because I was, you know, nobody really knew, nobody really understood, nobody, you know, even close family and friends, they didn't know. I was just suffering by myself. You know, obviously my husband, he knew, and, you know, he's been a rock and such an amazing support, but this one was challenging because it caught me off guard. It was like a slow, it kind of was like a darkness that really slowly crept in. And I know people who deal with mental health, any sort of mental health challenges, we know how it can do that. It was this slow creep in. And then all of a sudden I was sitting in this darkness and I had to choose. I had to choose either to sit in it or I had to start making shifts. And so I just started making any shift I could. And again, through just like stupid, simple acts, like making my bed and decluttering my closet. But as I streamlined things in my home, like I said, it really opened up my mental space to be able to do the healing through my heart. Mm-hmm.
That's powerful, Jackie, that you're one, willing to share that with us, and two, just those simple steps of like making your bed and decluttering like the closet, which is probably one of the smallest rooms in the house, made such massive shifts to open that space between your head and your heart for the healing you needed at that time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I say, the smallest room in the house, that's not to say it wasn't a big task at that time, because when you're suffering from mental health, like that can feel like climbing Mount Everest.
Yes. Right?
And to really own the fact that making your bed that day, if that's the only thing you do when you're suffering from depression or anxiety or anything like that, is a huge accomplishment, and for people to give themselves credit, which it sounds like at that time you were doing, right? Like you were really kind of being your own best friend. But thank you for sharing that with us. I know this will support some people who may be struggling right now with everything going on with COVID and things. Mental health concerns are definitely on the rise, right? So you're a huge advocate for that.
You know, absolutely. Like, I mean, I lost my sister to suicide. So a lot of my self-awareness came from that, in knowing and seeing the aftermath of that on the world, on my family, on me. And so it, you know, fortunately has given me that insight into wanting to make sure that people understand that there is more. There is so much more. You know, I struggled very hard when I was younger with my own depression. And I think that's why I'm always such an open book about this, because we gotta stop being so quiet and suffering alone. And, you know, I did it. And that's, I mean, again, like, that's, I think what I thought, again, I thought I had it. I thought I figured it out. I thought I had learned enough from, you know, losing my sister and my own depression. But it doesn't always work that way. And even, you know, people are always like, Jack, you're so positive. You're so motivational. And I'm like, I have to be. I was like, I show up that way because I need that for me. And, you know, the fact that it just helps other people, it just, that, I mean, that's, again, that's why I show up and do what I do. Because I just want people to know that there's always something better coming.
Definitely. And I'm not sure if you and I have actually talked about this, but I too lost a loved one to suicide when I was 18. My stepfather took his own life. And so I can relate to when you're saying about how wanting to support others to know that there's more, and definitely that dark, that darkness that surrounds when someone dies in that manner. Right.
Yes.
And too, that the grief of any death takes a long time. And like you said, there's not really an end point. It's an ongoing journey and new things pop up as you go. Right. These were all things I had to learn. Probably you did too. Mm-hmm. After that had happened, is I could choose to stay in that and let that consume me.
Yes.
Which I did for quite some time, and turned heavily into substance use and different things. Or eventually we can decide to make their life count for something through the expression of our own, and being that positive, as you said. Yes, we do it for others, but it's more so for ourselves and for our own spiritual journey of, I need to be this positivity in my life to hopefully not have to go back to that dark place again of depression.
It just, showing up in the way that I do is my active piece to bring light. Mm. And again, like the darkness is always there. You know, I literally have a quote that sits beside me on my desk here, and it says, love your dark parts too. I mean, they have made me who I am. And so I would never, as much as, yes, I, you know, want my sister back 100 times over. But I made this into at least something that I can put purpose around, something so that it is not just a waste. Because yeah. I think that's the worst thing we could do is just say, well, you know, another one lost. And I think, you know, in, you know, we're similar age, it was so taboo.
Yeah.
To talk about suicide then.
Yeah.
And not, I mean, it's still a bit too taboo now, but it, we have more, we do speak up a bit more about it. I just want to see where it is regularly a conversation that people have. So yeah, that's why I show up, because I want to bring a bit of this light, not just into my life, but into others too.
Definitely. And you are a bright light, Jackie. You definitely are. You support so many people, and you just, you do show up. You show up for your community, you show up for your family. And I think that's just, you're a glowing example. So I'm hoping after listening to this episode, many will reach out to you, because like, you don't hesitate to just respond and be like, what can I help you with? Right. And I think that's a really admirable trait that I want to really share with everyone, that you, and it doesn't come from a place of like leader or guru or anything like that. It comes from a place of, we're in this together. How can I help you? Type of thing, right?
Yeah. And you know, that kind of comes back to, like I say, like why my family is such a key influential piece, because it was not you, it was us. And we always linked arms and went forward together. And now I'm just honored that I get to do that, you know, like linking arms with you on this and showing up and telling our stories. I think the more we do this, again, particularly as women, the more we do this, the more light we bring as a whole to this world. You know, we are in a small community here, but the reach is massive, and these topics are global. And okay. And I think, like I said, we just need to keep linking arms. We are always, always stronger together. And so okay. I think we are seeing that, especially in this COVID situation. It's really actually freaking cool how this has made me link arms with different women I would have never met. So this is where it's like, again, as much as this is a dark time, there are so many good things that have come from it. And I'm not going to pretend that it's not. There are wonderful things that have actually come from this. Don't get me wrong. There are horrible things. I mean, there are deaths, there is tragedy, there are financial losses, but I think we have to look for the good wherever we can. Don't ignore those dark parts, right?
Right.
But like, we don't need to stick our head in the sand. And I think that's where people struggle with this whole like dark piece of ourselves, is that we don't have to ignore it. And I think there's, people do a lot of detriment to themselves truly by ignoring it. That, I mean, we grow in those darkest points. And that is why I can speak and be as impactful, right? It's because I get it. I know, I understand. And like I said, even if I don't understand like your full story, or I've never experienced certain things, I mean, I've experienced loss, I've experienced pain. And I also know I've also experienced great, great joy.
Yes.
And we can have both. We
definitely
can have both light and the darkness at the same time.
Definitely. And I think that's a huge point to make, that if we embrace our darkness, we can experience joy while traveling through the darkness. It actually is possible. And like you said, it some people get a bit confused. They are not confused. That's not the right word, but they do themselves a disservice because they just pretend the darkness doesn't exist. And that doesn't serve yourself or anyone else, because the darkness is still going to be there. And at least in my experiences of the past, because I too was an avoider and an ignorer. And if I just pretend it's not there and sweep it under the rug, it'll go away. it gets bigger and louder, and it gets to a point you can't ignore it anymore. But by that point for me, it was so dark that it became consuming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's anyone else's experience, but I'm sure it is.
Yes.
So it's like when we're able to sit in the darkness, knowing that we are a being of light, then the whole experience shifts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So is there a quote of any kind that you would like to share with the listeners, Jackie?
Yeah. So again, if anybody follows me or sees my social media feed, you guys know that like words of affirmation are like one of my top love languages. And so there's always quotes. Like I have quotes all over my office as we speak. And there's one on this sign right behind me. I know you guys are listening to a podcast, but I have this massive sign that my sister made for me years ago. And it says, and I can't remember who it is, so I apologize for whoever actually wrote this, but it's a popular quote. It says, what lies before us and what lies behind us are nothing compared to what lies within us. And so that's why I say I don't get too caught up in the future. I can't sit there and live in the past. I have today, and I need to just trust what is within me to guide myself through this day. And so that's why that lives in my office, so that, I mean, this is where I spend the majority of my days. And I love to be surrounded by, you know, quotes that inspire me. So I love this question. Words are definitely my love language. So that's been a quote that's been massively influential for me.
Definitely. I can see why too. Like it's so powerful, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing like with your work and things like that right now, Jackie? Cause I know at one point you were doing something else a while ago and then you've shifted. So what is your focus right now in supporting people?
Yeah. So I mean, I've been in the health and fitness industry for years, longer than I probably want to admit. But yeah, it's been like almost 20 years in the health and fitness industry. But what I have learned and experienced, again, with my own journey and with working with so many amazing men and women over the years, is I had to move outside of just teaching people about how to eat right and exercise, because in the end, yes, being happy and healthy is all that matters. And I still preach that. And I still want you to, you know, eat your vegetables and move your body. Yes. But let's not negate that. But I've moved into this whole different area of my business, which revolves around the whole meaning of less is more. Which is, you know, it's that why I named my podcast, The Less is More, because I want people to understand the power of simplifying, simplifying their health routine, you know, simplifying their homes, and simplifying even our minds and how we, the expectations we put on ourselves and the lifestyle we are looking to create. I want to really embrace women to, again, like touch into that intuition, trust themselves in creating a life they love. We have to let go of all of the stuff. I always tell people, I'm like, if you have a house full of things, really question it. Like, don't get me wrong. You can have a big, beautiful house and still live a very beautiful, intentional life. It is not about size. It's not about being a minimalist or anything in that genre. It is about, are the things that surround you in your like home environment, where we're all stuck right now, this is a beautiful time to look at this, mm-hmm. in your home environment, is this a space that supports you? You know, do you love going to bed because your room is inviting? It feels like a safe space. And I know that right now it is not a safe space for everybody, but this is a time to at least acknowledge that a shift needs to happen. So my focus right now is really around teaching women how to simplify their homes and their lifestyle to create that life that they love.
Mm, love that. And I am going to be putting all your contact information and links in the show notes. So that'll be available to any of the listeners. But basically, if anyone is looking for any support with any of that that Jackie just talked about, or just a really awesome person in your corner, please look her up and follow her, because I find I go to her pages just when I need a little boost in spirits, just because she's such an incredible human being. And Jackie, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you so much. This is truly an honor.
And until next time, friends, remember to lean in to get soulful.
I'd like to invite you to join me September 21st to September 25th for the Awaken Your Inner Light experience in the Awaken Your Inner Light Facebook group. On the 21st, we will be setting your intention, create a vision for yourself, and feel inspired. On the 22nd, believe in something greater. Decide what you believe in and start to trust in yourself. On Wednesday, September 23rd, lean into your power. Gain access to your own power from source and have unwavering faith. On Thursday, September 24th, we'll be covering ownership of your life. Get empowered through understanding that your life is up to you. And on Friday, September 25th, forgiving and letting go, releasing the past so you can focus on the present. This is a completely free event. I just want to support you in any way I can. So again, join the Awaken Your Inner Light Facebook group, because that's where all the action will be happening from Monday, September 21st to Friday, September 25th. I can't wait to see you in there, and I can't wait to have this Awaken Your Inner Light experience with you.
Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.